You're listening to the Whale Scout Podcast with your host, Whitney Neggebauer.
Welcome to the Whale Scout Podcast, everyone. My name is Whitney, and today is October 7th. We just wrapped up our second day of Whale Scout Volunteer Naturalist trainings, and I am very proud to announce that we now have 50 trained Whale Scout Naturalists that are out. They are ready to help you watch whales. So this is a huge milestone for our organization. And I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that there are opportunities all year round to watch whales with our volunteers. Some sad news that I'm needing to report. In the last few weeks, we've lost J-52 Sonic, one of the J-Pod baby boomers. And this brings our population of southern resident killer whales down to 76. That's a 30-year low. And now is the time. We've been ringing alarm bells for a long time, but it's feeling like it's really time to start turning things around for these whales. And we know that number one thing we can do to support them is to give them more Chinook salmon to eat. So I will invite all of you to our next Helping Out event. We do 8 of these a year, all targeted at providing more Chinook salmon for whales by restoring habitat. This fall, we've been focused on tree planting events. The next one is October 14th at the Maury Island Marine Park. And we will actually be joined by Lena Rose, who is leading this event. And she will be talking to us later on in the podcast about what to expect and why this amazing property is so important for killer whales. On a much happier note, I am glad to report that over the last week, I've been making trips to North Creek, and I've witnessed a plethora of sockeye salmon. Those are the red and green, brightly colored salmon, and actually one Chinook salmon in North Creek, and it was just kind of this crazy experience because I was standing there with my toddler napping in the front pack, and I probably stood walking back and forth along the banks of North Creek for at least an hour and a half and took a bunch of pictures of the sockeye. I put a video up. You can see it on the Whale Scout Facebook page. And I was hanging out, of course, working on my emails during this lovely downtime, and splashing right at my feet, literally, was a Chinook salmon. And the first thing I noticed was that it had a ton of spots on it. Of course, it looked nothing like the sockeye and was a lot bigger. And it was acting pretty peculiar because it was not, you know, facing against the current like the sockeye. It was sort of splashing around, going every which way, and actually was being pushed back by the water, back downstream, and its body was pretty beat up. Of course, my camera died just as I'm trying to load the camera. And so I didn't get any photos of it. And it was pushed all the way downstream and likely had spawned and then was ending its life as it passed right by my feet. But it was just a really great thing to see these salmon in our urban waters. Literally, this location is behind a Subway restaurant. And they're like little messengers from the ocean coming back and just kind of giving us some hope to actually see the critters that we're helping to help and to restore and feed our orcas. Another way that you all might be interested in learning more about our southern resident killer whales and our ecosystems in Puget Sound is through the Whale Museum's Marine Naturalist Training Program. This is a 6-day class, and it's held at all different locations around Puget Sound. So it's a great way to get introduced to facilities that are in our area. And there will be guest speakers sharing information all the way from the geology and oceanography of Puget Sound and the Salish Sea, all the way up to the large baleen whales, through Cascadia Research Collective down in Olympia, folks from NOAA, Don Norn, Marla Holt, Brad Hansen, Lynn Berry. All will be speaking. We're going to spend an entire day at NOAA, learning from all of their researchers, field trips at the Ballard Locks, low tide walks down at Seahurst Park, where they have had the largest shoreline restoration project in, I believe, the entire state. So a lot of great, really inspirational classes. And I will say that from coordinating this class 2 years ago, the friendships and the bonds that are made in that class of about 20 people are, you know, there for a lifetime. You know, these are your people. And so the Whale Museum is hosting another class this fall between the Seattle-Tacoma area, and it starts on October 21st, so it's coming right up. For more information, you can go to thewhalemuseum.org or whalemuseum.org and find information about the Marine Naturalist Training Program and sign up quickly, because the class starts just right around the corner, October 21st. All classes are done on weekends, finishing up with a boat trip on San Juan Island, where I've heard from the captain that humpback whales were seen every single day last year in the month of November, which is when we will be on their boat trip as well. Another lecture with the American Cetacean Society in Puget Sound, October 18th at 7:30, Mark Laren Young will be at the Finney Neighborhood Center talking about his book, The Killer Whale That Changed the World. And you may remember this name because he was on the Whale Scout podcast about 9 months ago. And if you have not read this book yet, you have got to read this book. The way he writes it is just fantastic. He's so witty and funny, and comes from this lovely place of not being wrapped up inside the whale world and knowing every little thing about whales. And so hearing him explain you know, some things about Moby Doll, the first killer whale captured for captivity, it's just a fantastic book. And now I would like to welcome to the show Lena Rose from King County Parks. Welcome back to the Whale Scout podcast. We are joined now with Lena Rose from King County Parks. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming and chatting with us today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Helping Out event, the tree planting that we are doing with you guys out on Maury Island. Can you tell us a little bit about the site and why it's so important?
Well, the site is a key site along the waterfront in on Vashon Island, and it is a formal gravel mine. And so there are areas of the park which are quite heavily impacted, and because it's great wild space with wonderful potential for habitat value and ecological value, we really want to work to improve the health of the site so that it can do some better job at performing some of the functions that we need a forest to do. So controlling erosion, filtering kind of rainwater as it comes down, all with the goal of, one of the goals being providing cleaner water down into Puget Sound.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the history of the site with the gravel mine?
You know, I will be honest, I'm fairly new to the county, and so I wasn't part of the original restoration that went on in the site, but I can provide some resources for you that can give you a little bit better history of that site, but I don't have that information right now.
Okay. Perhaps we can learn more on October 14th.
Definitely. I can try to bring some original maps and kind of old pictures of the site, see what it looks like, and can bring more information about the sort of acreage and how that site was impacted, and what work King County has done there so far.
From my understanding, this site was the location of what would have been a huge industrial gravel mine, but the area was saved. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe that community members and area groups were really active in trying to help protect that area so that it didn't become a bigger issue and more heavily impacted.
You mentioned that it's on the waterfront, and last year the views are just incredible. And you can see all the way down in South Sound. It would be an amazing place to watch whales. So fingers crossed, in a couple Saturdays from now, we'll be seeing whales.
Yes, I've been hearing that they are out and about. kind of being seen from West Seattle and from the ferry that goes from West Seattle to Vashon. So definitely fingers crossed.
Yeah, and another thing that you mentioned, that we take the ferry to get out there, it's just a fabulous way to spend the entire day. Heading out on the ferry and exploring a new park and doing some stewardship and then heading back, and there's a chance to see whales all along the route, really.
Definitely, and it's one of the largest undeveloped properties, located right on Puget Sound. And it's got a mile of shoreline, which is pretty spectacular for a developed kind of urban area, you know, Puget Sound being the developed urban area. A mile of public access shoreline is pretty unique and special.
Yeah, I mean, it's just right smack in the middle of between Seattle and Tacoma. It's just this gem of Puget Sound.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing that's kind of unique about the park is that it has some rare large stands of Pacific Madrone, which are a native tree in the Northwest, and they are a broadleaf evergreen tree. And in many areas, they're in decline. They're kind of finicky trees, so they're tough to transplant, and they're definitely impacted by all sorts of conditions. And so we're not really sure why they are not doing so hot, but there are some really healthy, beautiful stands of this tree in the park, and we can definitely point that out during the event too.
And speaking of trees, last year we planted, I can't remember how many trees off the top of my head, but quite a few. What's the agenda for this year?
Yeah, so last year we planted 71 Gary oak trees, which are, a native tree in Washington, fairly drought tolerant. They really like kind of open prairie habitat. And so this year we're going to be planting some of those in addition to some other types of other species of native trees. And we'll be trying to put more trees into the ground. And we'll be planting kind of near to where we were last year, but in two different sites with the plantings a little bit tighter together. And the site is challenging in terms of tree survival because it's so open from the old activities there, the old mining activities there. It's so open and really dry. So during the summertime, it just bakes. And so we have had trouble having good mortality, good survival rates there. So one of the things is that we're doing is each year just trying to tweak it a little bit, kind of try different things and see if we can get, a site to really take off.
So if like certain trees start to make it, do you think that those will help the next following trees that are planted?
Definitely. Because they'll start providing a little bit of shade cover. And they'll both shade out weeds from growing, but also help provide a little bit of cover in the summertime for kind of future generations of things to come in.
You know, last year, we planted a tree in memory of L95 Nigel, and so a lot of people who went last year are excited to see if that particular tree has survived.
Yes, my fingers are crossed. I haven't been to the site in a little while, so I also am excited to kind of see how those are doing. I do know that a number of the trees in the middle of the site had some decent mortality. So we're gonna have to kind of take a look through and maybe do some replacement planting and then expanding into our new areas.
And I saw online that King County has a new initiative to plant 1 million trees, and this event is part of that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that project?
Correct. So the 1 million trees initiative is part of King County's strategic climate action plan to reduce carbon pollution and prepare for climate impacts. And so we'll be working to plant 1 million trees within a 5-year period. And I believe that we are into year number 2. So everything that we put into the ground is going to go towards that, along with many partners that we're working with in the different cities to try to give us some more tree cover.
That's fantastic. If people want to get involved with this event, can you help tell us where to RSVP and get more information?
Yeah, so to RSVP to the volunteer event, you can contact me directly. And my email is, would you like me to list my email and phone number here? Or?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah. So again, my name is Lena Rose, and my email is Lena, Lina.Rose, R-O-S-E, at kingcounty.gov. And my phone number is 206-491-5014. So if you contact me, I can send you a little information sheet that we have about the project with a map of where we're meeting and a little bit more background information as well.
Fantastic. And we'll include that information on the Whale Scout website and Facebook page as well.
Right.
Yeah, I really look forward to seeing you again. The event is October 14th from 10:15 to 2:30. Tools and gloves will be provided, but bring water and some lunch. And
yep.
Everyone 16 and under must be there with adult supervision.
Yes, yes. And so if you are coming with a young person, you know, definitely RSVP, and I can give you a little bit more information. If you're bringing a young person that is not your child or your you're not the legal guardian of, then there's a special waiver that I'll have you fill out or have their parent or legal guardian fill out, and then you can bring that with you to the event so that they can participate.
Well, Lena, thank you so much, and I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you in a couple Saturdays. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too. I look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Thanks. Thank you, Lena.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So I'll get this up, and I'll be in touch with you. How many RSVPs have you gotten so far?
So I got a little burst of them. Let's see. Let me open up my spreadsheet. I got a little burst of them. Got three more just in the last day. So I think that there might have been a little surge from if you put something out there.
Yeah.
And then I went on to the Facebook page. I just put a note encouraging folks to contact me directly. And I saw that you had actually already done that, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And if, you know, somebody, if a plan ends up changing, you know, I can also share a note on the Facebook page that would hopefully update everybody.
Yeah.
So if somebody slips through and doesn't directly RSVP, it's going to be fine. But
okay.
As many as possible, I want to get on the list, because that's also where I end up reaching out next year
yeah.
to folks that came to the previous event, and that's been a pretty successful thing. So I do want to capture everybody's information.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep pushing for them to RSVP to you and send you any strays that I might get.
That would be great. And I will definitely do some more digging for history of the site. Sorry that I couldn't provide more
okay.
of that when we talked. I was so focused on the planting itself.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
And the overall planting season and the goals there that sometimes I miss where I'm actually working, where I'm putting in the plants.
That's okay. I just think it's a really interesting site, having
yeah.
been saved from what could have been just such a horrible, you know, just nasty thing in such a gem of the Sound. So I think these
yeah.
are kind of cool victories to celebrate and not forget about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
And then there's a neighboring site that I sometimes mix it up with. There's Maury Island Natural Area.
Yeah.
That is like technically a separate site, but I think that is the one that also had a lot of controversy and impact. And I should look up both of them and get some history, because it's just south down the shore from Maury Island Marine Park.
Yeah, I think that natural area was where the mine was supposed to be expanded.
Yeah,
I can't really remember like where the line was drawn and what was the small local mine and what was going to be the industrial mine. So I think you might be right on that.
Yeah, I think that's where I was getting thrown off. But I will do a little bit more research and get some info for you guys.
Whether it's next door or right there, it's sort, you know, the same story sort of holds.
Still impacted.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And I will see you on the 14th, and we can keep kind of checking in about numbers, and I think it'll be a great project.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Okay, take care, Whitney. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks again for joining us today. We hope to see you on October 14th at the Maury Island Marine Park for our Helping Out event. And if you hope to watch whales with us and want text alerts sent to your phone, text follow and then Whale Scout, one word, to 40404, or just follow us on any social media outlet. Thank you very much for listening today. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Whale Scout podcast. Your voluntary donation goes toward the recovery of whale species and enhanced whale watching opportunities in the Pacific Northwest. Please visit www.whalescout.org for more information.